Was it a surprise announcement today for you to hear that Jim Gavin would not be staying in that role with Dublin?
It was, Oisin. I suppose he never gave much away in all his time with Dublin in terms of the media, and there was talk of him asking about fixtures to the Dublin County Board at the end of the season. We always had this thing with Dublin, as soon as the season was over they were getting ready for the next attack, which I think was mind games by them, you know, saying that we're ready to go, we'll be ready to go next year. But he initially took the job, Oisin, for three seasons, and he said about he wanted to win three All-Irelands. He didn't want to set the bar too high, and I think only for the bold Jim McGuinness and ourselves in Donegal in 2014 stopping that in the second season. When you know, you forget the kind of football Dublin were playing, it was all out attack. But you know, Donegal said, listen, you have to get tactically smart, and Jim Gavin stayed on then, and what can only be a remarkable five in a row. There were some signs this year, I think, Oisin, of the wheels maybe turning a bit. You know, they didn't make the league final, lost three games in the league, and it did look like some sides were catching up, particularly the likes of Kerry. So I think for Gavin, you know, five in a row, what more was there to be achieved? He had done it all and set a new record, and I mean, who can fill them shoes now? Like I said, it's a massive undertaking for the next Dublin manager coming in.
Yeah, well, you asked who's going to fill those shoes. Desi Farrell apparently is the front runner at the moment, Brendan.
Yeah, I suppose Desi, because underage success in that, you know, you'd only look to the likes of Hammond. Some of the bigger club sides in Dublin have done well. I suppose Mickey Bowen with the ladies, he's won three in a row there, and he was part of Jim Gavin's backroom team around about 2013. So there's a few people in there, but no one anywhere near that pedigree. How do you get that experience without actually being in there? So whoever Dublin go with now, they'll have to take a chance on, but you know, very, very tough shoes to fall. But yeah, Listen, they've still got that squad, Oisin, they've still got the best squad in Ireland, so still a great job for somebody to take.
Okay, Brendan, we're running out of time. We've only got about 60 seconds here. Niamh Connell against Kilcoo, your thoughts ahead of that game tomorrow? Gary McDade is tipping Niamh Connell. Is that what you're looking at as well?
Yeah, I suppose after semi-finals, Oisin, you'd have to tip Niamh Connell. A lot of people tell you Kilcoo, you know, this isn't as good as that team that won six in a row, you know, and saying that Mickey Moore and Paul Devlin and Conleith Gilligan coming down, they weren't coming down, they won a down championship, they were looking to push on and won an Ulster. That would have been a big game for them. For Niamh Connell, it was just about winning Donegal, but they've played some unbelievable football since, as I say, the last night against Clontibret, you know, playing fantastic stuff. What a story Niamh Connell have been, you know, you've got to sit up and admire it, and you know, themselves been in Ulster final not that long ago, but not playing at this level, not going in as favourites. And I just think this defensive shape they've in play, it's almost impossible to break down. And you've got to think in this game tomorrow, particularly with that axis of McLoon, the two McLoons around midfield with Anthony Thompson, I don't think that Kilcoo have anybody in midfield to deal with that. I think that'll be the difference between the sides.